Coming up, the new Chromebook is here. We've also got a headphone roundup, a new little portable projector, and Shannon prepares us for the zombie apocalypse. It's time to watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Welcome to Before You Buy, the TWiT show where we get all the best new stuff in and we let our staff review it and give you a real world look at how it feels to actually own it and use it. We're going to kick things off with our own producer, Shannon Morse. Snubs is here. She's preparing for the zombie apocalypse.
Hello, all. I am the producer of Before You Buy. My name is Shannon Morse, and today I have all the things that you would ever need to survive the zombie apocalypse and still be able to charge your cell phone. Because we all know that when the zombies come out into the world and the wilderness, we are definitely going to have cell phone service. So first off, I have the Tilt Energy Backpack. This thing is built for all of your tech, whether it's laptops, tablets, cell phones, and even your sunglasses and everything. It has a different pocket for all your stuff. Plus, it has a battery built in. The battery is huge. I took this thing to CES, and it lasted the entire 3 days that I was there. I was able to charge my cell phone 4 times at least, so it's a really big battery. It's 10,400 mAh. Gigantic thing. It is kind of heavy. That's something to keep in mind. And there's not a lot of space in here for like clothes and random weird shaped things like that, but it's great for all of your tech. Great for conventions. Really nice if you want to go hiking or something like that. There's even an NFC tag built into one of the straps. So cool. Super comfy. $199. I would give this one a buy. Next off, we have the 180S Bluetooth ear warmers. Yeah, these look really funny, but they are actually very warm, they're very comfortable, and they're really nice. It is adjustable, although it is a little bit too big for my head. It kind of fell down the back of my head, but it does sound really great. Really nice call quality, it's very clear, and really nice bass whenever you're listening to like Lord Royals or whatever you have. And it lasts about 8 hours on a full charge. There is a little built-in charging cable, so you can plug that in and charge it whenever it gets down low on the battery. And there's a little LED light to let you know whenever it's getting down low. It costs $80 total, and I would give these a try. And next we have the Bracketron Smart Lantern. This guy is a LED light, which lasts about 48 hours, and it's also a USB charger for all your products. It has a 7800 mAh battery built in, and it'll last you about 2 charges once you get this full up on its battery. Now, bad thing about charging this is the micro USB port on this is kind of loose. So every time I had to plug it in and charge it, I had to hold it there to make sure that it would get a full charge. It does let you know with 4 LEDs on the back how far the charge has gone. It costs a whole total of $79.95. And I did notice, even though on the packaging it says fireproof, it's not really that fireproof. We did kind of light it on fire. So this is a don't buy. And then we have 3 very pretty battery packs. First off, we have the Digital Treasures Charge It battery pack. Has 4 ports on the inside of it and a 3600 mAh battery, which will charge everything 1 to 2 charges maximum. It has really obvious charge LEDs, so you can tell how much percentage you have left. It's a very small size, which is really nice. It does take a long time to charge, though, and eventually some of these charging cables are going to become obsolete, so I would much rather just have 1 USB port or 2 USB ports and be good with it. At a cost of $50, I gotta give this one a don't buy. And then we have the Power Rocks Power Bank Super Magic Stick. I don't know, it looks like a wand, I guess. It's small, it's colorful, there's a bunch of different colors that you can choose, and the LEDs on this will give you your charge status. Blue means that it's fully charged, green means that it's half charged, I think that's backwards, and then red means that it's almost empty. It has 1 USB out on the end, and then it has a micro USB charger to go in for whenever you need to charge it. It works. It's a very small capacity, though, at only 2,800 mAh. This one, I would also say don't buy. It's also $50, so you get 2 small ones, both $50. And the last one I have is the RAV Power Dynamo On The Go Power Bank. That's a really long name, RAV Power. This one is a 7,800 mAh battery. It's really nice and big. It lasts about 2 charges. You can actually get this online for $20 now. Yeah, they have upgraded to an 8,400 mAh and also a 10,400 mAh battery as well. So both of those are huge. You might want to consider one of those too. But it has two USB outs. It's very small, very simple, and it comes with a little bag to carry it in. Yay, it's a buy. And the last one that we have over here is the Guide 10 Solar Recharging Kit. Guide 10 Plus Solar Recharging Kit. This comes with two pieces. First off, the Nomad 7 solar panel, and then it also comes with the Guide 10 Plus recharger, which is four AA batteries and a recharging kit. It can charge 1.5 smartphone charges via the AAs that it comes with, and the panel can also charge your cell phone devices as well, as long as you have full sunlight capacity in your area. Really, really cool for hiking. If you want to tie this thing onto the back of your backpack and just charge your cell phone all day, totally works like a charm as long as you have full sunlight. Of course, if you get a little bit of cloudy or if you're under a whole bunch of trees, might not work as well, obviously. Now, the AAs do charge from either the panel in about 3 hours or 6 hours from the USB ports, and it does not charge any tablets, which is pretty unfortunate. It doesn't have the power capacity to charge any big tablets like an iPad or a Nexus 10 or what have you. So I really like this. I think it's very cool. It's built, it's high quality, it's useful, and I love that I have something that I don't have to plug in to recharge every time I need to use it. You just stick it in the sun. So as long as the zombies haven't taken over the sun, I think we're good. This costs $129.98 online. I would give it a buy. I'm totally going to buy one of these guys. I love it. So these are the products that you would need to survive your own zombie apocalypse. Good luck out there. I would suggest also getting a samurai sword or something similar to that, just in case one of those zombies gets nearby you. But for the most part, hide in the trees and you should be good, and keep charging your cell phone and listen to your music. I'm Shannon Morris again, and this is my zombie apocalypse bag. I'm going to go fight some zombies.
Thank you, Shannon. Shannon Morris, our producer. Snubs, you can actually email Shannon with your suggestions for things you'd like to see on Before You Buy. BYB at twit.tv. Also, her zombie apocalypse review will be, along with all the reviews we do, will be up on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/beforeyoubuy. And the whole show is available there, as well as on our website, twit.tv/BYB. Now, coming up next, we've got Padre here, Father Robert Ballas here, the host, the digital Jesuit, and the host of This Week in Enterprise Tech, Coding 101. Shannon's on that also. And he's working on a new show for us that he's going to call The Devil's Advocate. I don't know what that'll be, but I can't wait to find out. Robert has the latest portable projector from Acer. Let's take a look.
Are you looking for a powerful travel projector? Well, I've got the Acer K132.
Designed for the traveler, the Acer K132 rates somewhere between a Pico and a full-size business projector. Measuring 5.5 inches wide, 4.6 inches long, 1.6 inches high, and less than a pound heavy, the K132 packs 500 lumens of brightness, a DLP element, a native resolution of 1280 by 800, and a 16 by 10 aspect ratio into a pocket-sized projector wearing big boy pants. Physically, the K132 is simple and intuitive. The bottom of the unit has two rear feet, an adjustable front stand for raising or lowering the projector up to 15 degrees, and a hard point that lets you connect it to a tripod or other standard quarter-inch mount. The top of the unit has a power button, menu and navigation keys, and a mechanical slider that controls focus. For the security conscious, the right side of the unit has a Kensington lock port, while the rear sports HDMI and power ports, as well as a universal I.O. slot, a USB service port, and the receiver for the infrared remote. Using the K132 is as easy as giving it power and signal to the HDMI port, which will also support MHL-enabled devices. The K132 will accept up to a 1080p signal, which the onboard processor will then scale down to 720p. The minimum throw distance is just shy of 2 feet, with a diagonal image size between 17 and 100 inches. The projector is touted as 3D-ready with a 120Hz refresh DLP chip. It also has a 1.7x digital zoom and 20,000 hours of expected lamp life. Image quality is quite good, especially for a unit designed for travel. Though, like all projectors, image quality is highly dependent upon the type of surface onto which you'll be projecting. The 500-lumen LED light source and the DLP chip provides sharp images, high contrast ratios, saturated colors, and no blur motion. One of the features I really like is the auto keystone. The projector senses the angle at which it is lying and adjusts the keystone to match. No more fiddling with controls to square off your image. Audio is anemic. The K132 has a single speaker with 2 watts of not-so-great sounding audio. Unfortunately, there is no audio outport without purchasing a universal I.O. cable, so you'll need to figure out an alternative way of getting your bass on. Acer also did a good job with creating an intuitive menu that can actually do things. Not only can you control brightness and contrast, but it has easy balance points for the color of the screen or wall, options for ceiling or rear projection, and even altitude and power controls. The Acer K132 LED projector is available now with a 1-year warranty. You can find it online for about $440.
On the pro side, this is definitely a travel projector. Everything from the size, to the weight, to the brightness, to the features like the remote control and the automatic keystone, tell me that Acer has figured out what you need in a portable projector, and they've engineered it into the K132. I even like the fact that I can power it off of the same battery I use for my laptop, this external battery, which means I can have a truly portable experience. There is no secret that Acer knows what the traveling professional wants. Now, on the con side, I'd have to mention 2 things. The first is the sound. The sound on this is, well, it's non-redeemable. It's atrocious. It's horrible. Now, most of the time on a travel projector, I can forgive that, because, well, it's a small package. You don't really expect really good sound out of something like this. The problem with the K132 is that there's no easy way to get audio out. You have to get one of these optional universal I.O. cables in order to make that happen. And, well, that's just no good. It seems so easy to put an audio out port. I don't understand why they didn't. The second thing is that the fan in this can be a little bit loud. Now, if you're in a large room, if you're presenting to a lot of people, that's not a big problem. But if you're going to be using this as more of a personal projector, a second screen, it's probably going to be a bit too loud. Coupled with the fact that the sound isn't great, it's not going to be your portable theater experience. That being said, this is an incredibly competent device. In fact, it's one of these things that I'd say all business travelers should have. A projector always works when you need it to, and, well, it's just something you should have in your tool bag. If you're looking for a Pico-sized projector, but you want more than just a toy, I'd say that the Acer K132 is a definite buy. I'm Father Robert Balasair, and this is Before You Buy.
Thank you, Robert Balasair, host of This Week in Enterprise Tech every Monday on most of these same Twit stations. Now, Rod Fricastro is here, our director of engineering. And have you used any Chromebooks before this?
Yes.
So are you a fan of the concept Chromebook?
So the question I always have to ask myself, can I live in a browser?
Right, because that's basically what a Chromebook is.
Yes.
It's Chrome.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in this one, I could.
All right.
Right.
Let's take a look. There's the high-end Google Pixel, which is almost $1,500 bucks, mm-hmm. but most Chromebooks are in the $200 to $250, $300 range. This one is at the low end of the range.
Yes.
The Acer.
Yes.
What is it, the C?
This is the C720.
720.
Yes.
Is $200?
Yes.
Well, give us a little tour here.
So this one is actually a no-frills laptop.
No frills.
Yeah, you're looking at something that's just less than an inch in terms of, like, thickness. Mm-hmm. It has your typical stuff like your USB ports and all that stuff. The thing that's really important I want to talk about is this. Here's the thing that really matters.
The trackpad,
but here's the thing I'm pointing at. It's the offline apps,
okay,
which is huge. So,
this is something that is all Chromebooks can do, right?
Before, they didn't have a lot of these offline apps.
But something that we're seeing now.
We're seeing more and more of these offline apps now, yeah. And it's, you know, adding more value to it. And
well, we all saw the ad, or maybe we didn't all see it, but many of us saw the ad that Microsoft did, the Andy Chromebook ad, in which a young woman brings her Chromebook to the Pawn Stars, and they say, it's no good, it's not worth anything, because when you're offline, you can't use it.
Yes.
But that's not true anymore.
Yes. Yeah. So, well, more and more apps are becoming more offline for the Chromebooks.
Right.
And we're starting to see things like notes. Before, you could just do things like your calculator offline, but now you can put notes in, you can play a few games.
So you can store stuff.
Yes.
And, of course, if you're doing mail, you can do mail offline, but you have to have the foresight to download the mail before you get offline and upload it after you get back online.
A la Outlook, right? So you're bringing stuff
That's
in.
That's okay, though, if you're used to it.
Yeah.
What you can't do is surf the internet offline.
Of course.
But you can't do that on any computer offline.
Well, they do have this thing called Pocket where you actually download the pages.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, read it later kind of stuff.
So,
yeah.
It's actually pretty cool.
When you a $200 computer, you're going to make sacrifices.
Yes.
What are the sacrifices here?
Well, obviously without Wi-Fi and things like that. But the other big sacrifice is the fact that this is a it's an Intel-based Celeron.
Okay.
So you're getting
a little slower.
Yeah, it's a little slower, but you really don't need that kind of power for what you're doing over here.
How about the screen? What is that?
It's 11.6 inches, and it's full HD.
So, oh, 1080p.
Yeah, 1080p.
Wow, that's unusual.
Yeah.
All right. And you feel like it's a decent... It's not a touch screen, but that's
okay. No, it's
okay,
not.
Right?
But for something that's only $199, I mean, you can't really expect that much.
Right, right.
But the
battery life?
Battery life is great. You know, you're looking at almost 10 to 12 hours.
Wow.
In this thing. Yeah.
So this is not a... So give us the pros and cons here. This is the Acer C720.
Right, yeah. So everything that you'd expect from, like, a regular Chromebook, I mean, it's fast to wake up, it's fast to load.
You get corrupted or attacked with malware, no problem. You can reboot it, and it refreshes, and it's back to normal.
Right. Because everything is mostly in the cloud nowadays.
Right.
Right. But the biggest con still, again, it's the Wi-Fi thing. It's the whole...
You have to be online.
Yeah, you got to be online.
And there's no Ethernet port on that either, by the way.
Yes. So there's no Ethernet port, just some USBs and SD cards and stuff like that.
Right.
But for the most part, I mean, can I live in a browser?
Right.
In this case, I could, mostly because of the fact that there's some offline apps now I can toy around with. Even the games are offline. So that's always a good thing. But yeah, if you check out the web store, I mean, this is all offline apps. I could go on and on and on with this.
Yeah.
But
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So that's a global improvement to all Chromebooks.
Yes.
And you think at this point that means the Chromebook is a much more usable product. You know, what I see is a lot of schools use it because it does what kids need to do, which is you could do research, you can write reports. It's got a full keyboard. It's not a tablet. Some businesses are buying Chromebooks. In fact, they seem to be selling quite well in business. I guess primarily because there are people at work who don't need the full power of a full computer. It's more secure, and I think for people who are not, real gurus of computing, like mom, dad, grandma, and grandpa, who just want to do email and surf the net, this might be a really good choice. And at $200, you can, you know, you have to worry. It's not very expensive.
Yeah.
So, buy, try, don't buy.
It's a buy.
It's a buy.
It's a buy.
The C720, brand new Acer Chromebook. What are the other ones you've tried, just for comparison? Have you tried the HP or the other Acer?
Yeah, I've tried the HP, and I've seen the 710. I played with it.
Acer. And then you've played with the Pixel, as have I.
Yeah, the super expensive one.
But it's hard to recommend that because that's a full computer price at that point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Radford Castro is our Director of Engineering here at the Brick House. Recently fixed our calendar. Thank you. It's you and Patrick.
It's all Patrick.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Finally, we've got a headphone roundup. We put young Chad, OMG. I noticed when Chad was on one of our shows recently that he is Chad, OMG Chad Johnson. So I guess I'm going to call him Chad OMG Johnson is here. He produces many of our shows, is host of OMG Craft, our Minecraft show. And we gave him a bunch of headphones to review. Take a look.
It's headsets, headsets, headsets galore. Today, I'm going to be reviewing three different types of headsets. First, I'm going to go ahead and start off with the Logitech G430s. The big thing that the G430s is 7.1 surround sound gaming. When you get the headset, it has just normal analog ports and then a breakout USB sound card. First, let's just get to the hardware. It's a nice black plastic headset with blue cloth ear cups, a retractable microphone that's easily bendable, which is kind of nice. The microphone does move out of the way. It has a long wrapped cord. This is very, very long to the point where they do give you a Velcro strap to keep everything nice and tidy. And it ends with the analog ports and then this USB sound card. Let's go ahead with that and get into the pros and cons. For the pros, I enjoy the 7.1 surround sound. I also did like that they were very comfortable. I like the cloth ear cup. It did come with really, really good software. I felt like I was really controlling my headset experience and that it wasn't just bloatware. Now, on the cons, I don't really like this braided, wrapped cord. Every time that it rubbed against my shirt, I could really, really hear it in the ear cups. Let's move on to the SteelSeries headset. So, this is the SteelSeries Siberia V2. Kingston HyperX Limited Edition Gaming Headset. This is based off of their SteelSeries headsets, so you may see something very similar to it, but it won't be in this deep blue color, and it won't have this Kingston HyperX branding on the top. What you can expect on this is a plastic construction with some, you know, nice metal and retractable headbands at the top. It has very large ear cups, and these are leather. And these have also 50 millimeter drivers instead of the 40 millimeter drivers on the other ones. Very comfortable. One thing that I do like is that the microphone in this headset is retractable, so it kind of comes out of the ear cup. There is, of course, the integrated volume control on the line here with a mute switch and volume up and down. And this, if this cord seems a little bit short, it's because it is. It comes with another extension cord just about as long as the other headset. So let's get into the pros and cons for this headset. I'm going to say the pros are that it is, once again, also comfortable, something that you really, really want as a pro for your headset, your gaming headset. I also really did enjoy the retractable mic. It was better than any other retractable mic, and it's much easier to position. On the cons, I wasn't a huge fan of this head strap at the top. I never really felt like it was quite giving me the amount of support that I wanted. Now, cost. Both of these both have an MSRP and a street price. Street price is ranging from $70 to $75. Buy, try, don't buy for each of these headsets. Let's start with the Logitech G430. I'm going to have to say try on this because I really didn't like the mic, but I really did like the 7.1 and the software. For the SteelSeries Siberia V2, I'm going to say buy. I enjoyed this, even though you can't quite customize which way these ear cups turn. They were comfortable. I never really found that to be that big of an issue, and I liked the mic a lot better. This is something that I would normally use. Let's move on to the headphones. These are the Wicked Audio EVAC headphones, a nice military green color. These don't have a microphone on them, so they're not to be compared with the gaming headsets. For construction, we have plastic ear cups. This is also plastic hinge. These do fold in together for easier traveling, although they have these metal wings, which kind of made it a little bit more difficult to travel with, and they don't quite disappear in any way. The top headband is sort of a tough canvas, and the ear cups use a synthetic leather. This is an on-the-ear headphone instead of an over-the-ear headphone. These type of headphones are a little bit uncomfortable after hours and hours of listening. And let's talk about audio quality. It was definitely very, very bassy, but the quality was okay. And these use 40 millimeter drivers. So let's get into the pros and cons. For the pros, I did enjoy that these were cheap. Coming in around $30, that's pretty inexpensive. I enjoyed that they were foldable for portability, although not the most incredible portable thing because of these awkward metal wings here. On the cons, the build quality does feel very low because it's all plastic and not the best plastic I felt. And I also ran into an issue is I didn't know which side was which is my left and which is my right. I finally found imprinted on the inside here on the plastic is a left right, which was very, very hard to tell. And finally, you have two audio cords coming from each ear cup, which I've kind of found that I've grown sort of attached to just a single audio cord for the whole setup. So, buy, try, don't buy for the Wicked Audio EVAC headphones. I'm going to have to give these ones a try. I like them, but I wasn't really astounded with them. Nothing wowed me. The price didn't wow me. The construction didn't wow me. The audio quality didn't wow me. That is it for me. Thanks so much for watching.
That's Chad, OMG Chad, Johnson. And by the way, I'm gonna give him a free plug. Check out his YouTube channel, especially this week. He's cooking macaroni and cheese pizza grilled cheese sandwich.
What is that about?
With a painted French mustache. It's actually quite funny. Mm. Very funny. That's, I think, youtube.com/OMG Chad. Is that right? Yep. There he is. Piping up. The guy with the red hair. We do this show now, our new time,
around 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. Quick, Radford, use your calculator on your Chromebook to tell me what that is in UTC. No idea what it is, UTC.
No. Just checking
every Tuesday on the Twit Network. That's our new time. Stop by, say hi, watch it. But if you can't, we have on-demand versions. And as I mentioned, there's a variety of ways you can get this particular show. Of course, the full show is available at twit.tv/BYB. But you can also get each individual review, sometimes in a more lengthy form, you know, unedited form, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/beforeyoubuy. And if you subscribe in iTunes or Xbox Music or whatever it is you use for podcasts, you'll make sure you'll get it every single week. Thanks to our producer, Shannon Morse, our technical director, Brian Burnett. Thanks to you for joining. Remember, you gotta watch before you buy. We'll see you next time.